Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show coming in live on this Wednesday evening is, well, we're just about over preseason basketball. 76ers and Hawks will get it cranked up on Friday, and then we will be ready for the regular season. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our buddy Brad Rowland. He's the host of the daily podcast, Locked On Hawks, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You can follow Brad on his personal Twitter page, at BT Rowland. And Brad, good to be back with you for another season as winding down the preseason. And, you know, next week we're going to be talking about real live Hawks basketball.
Yeah, we're almost there. I think we're all about ready for that to be starting with the actual lights coming on for sure.
What's been kind of some of the things that have stood out to you about preseason so far this year?
I think that they, you know, they've been very open about the fact that Quinn Snyder is putting in a lot of his own stuff. And it's been, in some ways, the kind of usual preseason clunkiness. There have been some ugly moments, lots of fast pace, lots of turnovers, like the stuff that you would expect for teams trying to ride into form. But it also looks like a Quinn Snyder team to me. Like, they're taking more threes, which is kind of a staple of Quinn Snyder. They're playing a little bit faster. And in general, the ball is moving and players are moving, which I think is a big change I think everyone was looking for from the previous iteration, where I think basically what everyone agreed on was that the Hawks were too stagnant offensively the last couple of years, not just last year, but even 2 years ago. So I think that's, you know, you want to be careful about what you look at in the preseason and what you overreact to, but it looks a lot more like what the Hawks have been preaching when it comes to, you know, more movement and more unselfishness, moving the ball, all that stuff.
What do you think is going to be the biggest difference on offense without a guy like John Collins?
I think that, you know, a lot of it is coming down to there'll be a little bit more flexible. It's not really about Collins necessarily. Part of it is about John, who is a good player, and I think is probably an underrated player at this point. But he had a pretty defined skill set that didn't always work perfectly with a center next to him, like Capella, or even a Collins, but especially with Capella. Whereas the guys who are going to be replacing him on offense, Sadiq Bey is much more of a shooter, more of a combo forward, smaller than Collins in terms of height and length, but more willing shooter for sure. And then Jalen Johnson is much more of a jack-of-all-trades guy who can do a lot more things. He's a better passer than Collins, for instance, better ball handler. So they're going to lose some stuff defensively for sure, but because the question was offensively, you know, they're a little bit more free-flowing with Johnson and they have better shooting with Bey. So it kind of remains to be seen. You know, they are losing some of that offensive rebounding, some of that, you know, lob threat that Collins was, but they are sort of more, I would say, molded to what Snyder used to do in Utah, a little bit smaller in some ways, but also more skill level on the perimeter and kind of more versatility.
Brad Rowland joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline, host of the daily podcast Locked On Hawks. So Jalen Johnson, let's talk about him for just a minute. So he averaged 14.9 minutes per game last year. And, you know, obviously we saw a lot of flashes with him over the course of the season. How much of an increase do you think, and I'm not looking for necessarily a specific number, but how big of a role do you think that he's going to have with this team now? and how, you know, again, is he looking at a significant increase in minutes, a slight increase in minutes? Like, what do you gauge him as far as what he's going to be this season for the Hawks?
Yeah, I think broadly I expect him to be in a much bigger role. And part of that is just the reality that John Collins is not there anymore. So there's just that's just a guy that left the rotation that really wasn't replaced. The Hawks traded him for very little, and they're going to elevate guys like Bay and Johnson. So I think just by default, you'll see more minutes from Johnson. And also, I think that, you know, going into year three, his rookie season wasn't a total lost year, but he didn't play really at all at the big league level in his rookie season. So I think it's kind of going to be sort of a year two situation where you expect some growth. And I think, you know, this staff is a little bit better set up to embrace what Jalen does. He's not a plug-and-play guy, and that makes it difficult in some respects. Like, he's not a perfect half-court offensive player, but I think Snyder is a little bit more open, a little bit more versatile in what he does offensively to kind of incorporate someone like Johnson, who's not a proven shooter at this point, but has really good ball skills, and he's so athletic and all that stuff. So long story short, he's also a better defender than Sadiq Bey is, which I think could be useful for a team that has some backcourt defensive problems, to say the least. So I think that you'll see Jalen, I don't know what the actual number is, like you said, but it's going to be significantly more. I think it's going to be at least 20, 25 minutes a game, something like that. He might even start at some point this year. It might even be starting on opening night. We don't know exactly who's going to start the four opening night, but I do think that I'm pretty confident by just the numbers game, he has to play a much bigger role than last year and something in the mid-20s, would be my guess minutes-wise.
How much do you think Kobe Bufkin is going to realistically play this year for this team?
I think not a ton, pending injury. I think we've seen in the preseason they're, I think, smartly using their first-round pick a decent amount. Like, he's been kind of like their number 9 or 10 guy a lot of times in the preseason, depending on who's playing and who's not. But this is still a team that I think when the lights come on, they're going to use Trey and DeJounte for probably all 48 point guard minutes when they're both healthy. And they've been using Bufkin more in that point guard role. He is more of a combo, but I think the combination of trying to win now, a pretty deep team, honestly, when everyone is healthy, and the fact that, you know, rookie guards especially, and he's not a super young one and done, but he is certainly a younger guy coming into the league. I think objectively, he's probably not going to help you win a lot. So it's an interesting balance that they really didn't do at all with Jalen 2 years ago, where they kind of decided he wasn't going to help them and just didn't play him at all. Yeah. I think when Trey or DeJounte is out, you'll probably see more of Bufkin intentionally for development purposes. But if you were trying to win a game, like let's just say next Wednesday when the lights come on, I doubt Bufkin's going to help you do that. So I think he's going to be kind of on the outside looking in when it comes to regular minutes.
One of the other things I'm curious about is, do we start to see the, I don't know, for lack of a better word, the transition of an Onyeka Okongwu, not replacing Clint Capela, but, you know, if you look, I mean, Capella's obviously had several injuries. I think he only played 65 games last year. When you look at the minutes, you know, Capela was 26.6 minutes. Okongwu was 23.1 minutes. Does that start to change? Like, does Okongwu start to take over more of the center role? Or do you, and I'm not even talking about necessarily starting, but again, it doesn't really matter who starts as much as who's going to finish the game. But do you see kind of that natural evolution or transition into Okongwu as the center for this team?
I think a little bit. I'm a little bit surprised, big picture, that Capella's still on the roster, because just based on the last couple of years, not because there's anything with him necessarily, but they drafted this guy in Okongwu, you know, 3+ years ago now, and you would have guessed that by now, as a number 6 overall pick, he'd probably be starting, especially because he's played well when he's played. It's just that, you know, the Hawks, I think, rightly have noted that Capella helps them win, and he's a veteran. He does a lot of things well. He's beloved in that locker room. He's a great rebounder, all that stuff. To answer the question, I think that, you know, it's more of the same of last year with maybe a little bit of a hint toward Okongwu, if that makes sense. I think you're probably going to see, as long as Capella is here, which is not a given, like, he could be traded at some point. He was obviously available this summer. But I think, you know, it's kind of a good problem to have, but Capella is almost too good to come off the bench, if that makes sense, as a veteran in the league. I think he's probably a top 15 or 20 center in the league. It's hard to have that guy come off the bench. So all that said, I think you'll see Okongwu play at least as much as last year. I think, not to go all the way into this number, but when Capella was out last year, you saw 30-plus minutes for Okongwu, and that's kind of a good path to have him play and expand his game. And I'd be careful with Capella. I think if Capella has any sort of nagging injury, back-to-backs, I would be looking to kind of rest him a little bit and keep him fresh. And you have that luxury because you have Okongwu, but I think if everybody's healthy, maybe an even split. I can't really see Okongwu playing regularly more than Capella for the season. Maybe in a game, sure. I think Quinn's not going to be afraid to do that in a matchup. But I think if you ask me, like, when they both play, who plays more minutes on the whole, I would lean to Capella. But it'll be closer than it's ever been. Let's just say that.
Yeah, and you know, I am curious because, again, you know, if we are going to make a run this year, and it is going to have to be, you know, not just a first round playoff exit, but if we're going to legitimately make a run, you have to have guys like Capella healthy. I mean, not just through the 82, but he's got to be healthy and rested and ready to go come playoff time. And I think he is a valuable piece. I think it's going to be fascinating to see whether or not if Okongwu steps forward, would they be willing to move him? Would they be willing to move Capella at the deadline? Or do you just still kind of roll the dice and give him as much rest as you can? Because I do think that that's an interesting dynamic of just what kind of role Okongwu can play. And if he's stepping forward, does that make Capella expendable?
Yeah, and we could see. I don't know if we will. And Snyder's been pretty coy to this point. But we could see them at least try them together. That's been sort of a taboo in the last couple of years. And I get it. Like they've been very clear. Okongwu, despite the fact that he's an undersized center, is a center. And he says that, so does the team. I agree with that, he's a center. But they could try to have them play together, if nothing else, to just get Okongwu on the floor more. Because he's a guy, look, as a former lottery pick, you know, if you're his agent, you'd like him to be starting by now. You'd like him to be playing more minutes by now. He's extension eligible in the next week, for instance. So, like, there's an interesting – you brought up the dynamic there. There's a lot of things happening. Like, fortunately, Okongwu is a great guy by all accounts, and he and Clint get along well, so there's no, like, internal strife there. But eventually you're going to want to play him more and more, and maybe that's one way to look at it if they want to at least experiment with that. It's not going to be a frequent look, but in certain matchups you might see it.
Brad, who's the guy that needs to step up this year? Who really needs to take that step forward, not just for the success of the team, but just – personally is about whether or not he can really play?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of generally looked to the forward group in general. We talked about Jalen earlier a little bit. I would probably say to one guy, I would say DeAndre Hunter. And that's not a new opinion necessarily. He was, of course, a top five pick a few years ago. He already got paid as a starting level player. But I think in general, it would be fair to say that Hunter has been relatively underwhelming through 4 years. He hasn't been bad. He hasn't been unplayable. He hasn't been, you know, any of those things. I think he's been a perfectly fine NBA player. But for what they've invested in him and what this team needs, I would say crucially, they need that two-way forward that Hunter is supposed to be. Because, you know, for better or worse, they have these two guards who are smaller, some defensive trouble there. And Hunter is really the guy. I mean, maybe Jalen Johnson becomes this as well. But Hunter right now is the guy who's supposed to be that two-way defensive forward who can also space the floor on offense. And so far, if he's the same guy he's been the last two, three, 4 years, the Hawks have kind of a ceiling for me. It doesn't mean they can't be better than they were last year. I think they probably will be, but he kind of unlocks them. If he takes a step forward, that would very much help. And if he doesn't, that also might tell the organization, like, it's time to figure something else out. Because, yeah, he's not killing them, but they've already paid him. They're going to get expensive in the coming years. They have a lot of guys going to be getting paid already. So I am circling Hunter, probably the third straight year I've done that, to be fair. But I'm circling him as a guy who's kind of a pivot point for the future in particular, as well as the present.
Well, and I think that's the thing, Brad, is that you're really banking on these guys that have been here to really step up, because there hasn't been an infusion of all of a sudden this outside talent into the organization. And again, Murray, I know, just is in, you know, he played his first year last year, but I'm talking about just the idea of they went out in the free agent market and added pieces and this, then the other. If you can't get some of these guys internally to really step their game up, I don't see how this franchise continues to move forward. I mean, you can only rely on Trey and DeJounte so much. You have to have some of these guys that either you've drafted or you've brought in or what have you continue to elevate their game if we're going to get somewhere.
Yeah, and they're clearly banking on internal development. I mean, you know, Quinn Snyder is their big addition. I know he was already here last year, but they're talking like that. And I agree. Like, he has a full summer, a full training camp, and that's what they're banking on. But they're also, to your point, they're really leaning into, we got to be better internally, because, yeah, it's still a relatively young team, but they didn't really make big changes. And yet, Jalen Johnson's an obvious breakout candidate, AJ Griffin maybe. But guys like Hunter, guys like Okongwu in a bigger role, because, you know, it's hard to expect, and I'm not saying it's impossible, but like, to go from 41 and 41 and being about the most average team possible last year to do what they want to do this year without making that, you know, external addition, it's going to really require guys to just improve. I mean, they weren't even that hurt last year. They weren't banged up. Like, obviously, every team has injuries, but they didn't have a huge injury either. So they're hoping and crossing their fingers that Snyder unlocks this team. But along the way, some guys have to improve.
Brad Rowland is the host of the Daily Locked On Hawks podcast. Follow him on his personal Twitter page, at BT Rowland, and he joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Brad, as always, my friend, appreciate a few minutes on the show, and we will certainly chat again with you here soon.
Thanks for having me, as always.
You got it. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 910 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.